Shalom, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. Today is day 22, Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Remember the Sabbath Day, Part 3. Meditation Verse, Genesis 2, 1-3. So the heavens and earth were completed along with the entire array. God completed on the seventh day his work that he made, and he ceased on the seventh day from all his work that he made. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, for on it he ceased from all his work that God created for the purpose of preparing. Traditional Jewish saying, a precious jewel have I in my possession, which I wish to give to Israel, and the Sabbath is its name. The Sabbath reminds us that Yahweh Elohim delivered Israel from bondage in Egypt. It should also remind us how Yahweh Elohim brought us out of the land of sin, Egypt, and how he broke the chains of darkness and set us free. It should also remind us that he has brought us into his kingdom and freed us from the harsh taskmaster of sin. And now we walk in his kingdom. Galatians 5:1, for freedom Messiah set us free. So stand firm and do not be burdened by a yoke of slavery again. Romans 4:25, he was handed over for our transgressions and raised up for the sake of setting us right. Romans 6:16-23, do you not know that whatever you yield yourself as slaves for obedience, you are slaves to what you obey, whether to sin resulting in death or to obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching under which you were placed. And after you were set free from sin, you became enslaved to righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you yielded your body parts as slaves to uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now your body parts are slaves to righteousness, resulting in holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free with regard to righteousness. So then, what outcome did you have that you are not ashamed of, that you are now ashamed of? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become enslaved to God, you have your fruit resulting in holiness, and the outcome is eternal life. For sin's payment is death, but God's gracious gift is eternal life in Messiah Yeshua our Lord. The Sabbath reminds us that the Messiah, we can draw near to the throne of grace through Messiah Yeshua. Hebrews 4:10-16. For the one who has entered God's rest has ceased from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through the same pattern of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing right through to separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and to be able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from him, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him whom we must give an account. Therefore, since we have a great Kohen Gadol who has passed through the heavens, Yeshua ben Elohim, let us hold firmly to our confessed allegiance. For we do not have a Kohen Gadol who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all the same ways, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near to the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace for help in time of need. The Sabbath reminds us that Yahweh Elohim made us holy, just as he made the Sabbath holy. Romans 5:16-21. Moreover, the gift is not like that was happened through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment from one violation resulted in condemnation. But on the other hand, the gracious gift following many transgressions resulted in justification. For if by the one man's transgression death reigned through the one, how much more shall those who receive the overflow of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one Messiah Yeshua? So then, through the transgression of one, condemnation came to all men. Likewise, through the righteousness of one, righteousness of life to all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man many will be set right forever. Now the Torah came, and so the transgression might increase. But where sin increased, grace overflowed even more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. The Sabbath reminds us that Yahweh Elohim will finish his work in our lives just as he finished his work of creation. 1 Corinthians 1:29, so that no human might boast before God. Verse 30 to 31, but because of him you are in Messiah Yeshua, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption. So that just as it is written, let him who boasts boast in Adonai. Philippians 1:6, I am sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Messiah Yeshua. The Sabbath reminds us that Yahweh Elohim is our Yahweh Elohim. Exodus 28:8-11. Remember Yom Shabbat to keep it holy. You are to work 6 days and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to Adonai your God. In it you shall not do any work, not you or your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your cattle, nor the outsiders that was within the gates. For in 6 days Adonai made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Thus Adonai blessed Yom Shabbat and made it holy. The Sabbath reminds us that we have rested Messiah, Matthew 11:27-30. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Revelation 14:11-13. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. Those who worship the beast in its image and those who receive the mark of his name have no rest day or night. Here is the perseverance of the Kedoshim, those who keep the commandments of God and faith in Yeshua. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, how fortunate are the dead, those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Ruach, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Shalom in Yeshua.